It's good to be back. Can you hear me? All right. I usually don't need a mic. I've spoken before thousands of people without a mic. And after they heard me, they said, don't speak again. On the basis. But I'm so glad to be here. Sharon, she sends her love. And says she wished that she could be here. But she has some medical needs and they had to be cared for. But her heart and her love are with you. And we appreciate your prayer on her behalf. Last September, we celebrated our 63rd anniversary. And she's still allowing me to live with her. On that, but she was a memory bank for remembering things. And this is the 125th anniversary for the Highland Hills Baptist Church. And it's good that somebody wrote that date down. Otherwise, it could have been forgotten, even though Brother Wells has spoken admirably about the historical and so on and so forth. But a lot of people forget anniversaries and everything else. I'm not too good at it. And Sharon is the memory bank. And I'll say, what's Dan's birthday? Or what's Jamie's birthday? Or what's, you know? And I can say, oh, she said, why don't you know that stuff? And I said, no, I don't. I don't know. I know. So having a good memory is good. But some are not too good. I think of John. John was ready to leave for work, and his wife said, John, do you know what, remember what day today is? She had a big smile on his face. He said, oh, man, if I don't remember, she's going to really be bad. She's very sensitive. Oh, what am I going to do? So he tried to slow it down and so on. He said, oh, I got to go. I got to go. I'll see you later. He gets in the car. He says, what is today? Oh, man. He got to work, midway work. He said, what is today? Man, there's something special for her. Oh, he said, I better cover my bases. So he ordered a dozen roses sent to her. So they were sent to her. And he said, oh, that takes care of it, even though I don't know what it is. And then during lunch, he was thinking, you know, it might be an anniversary. It might, wow. Oh, so what he did, he walked down the block to the jewelry store and he bought a nice necklace that he would give to her. He thought, well, that should care for it. Whoa, man. So he was ready to go home. He said, you know, I better cover all the bases. So he stopped at a candy shop and picked up a pound of her favorite chocolates. He said, I'll give that to her. I'll cover all the bases. I'll cover all the bases. So he walks in the house. He's got the necklace, and he's got the chocolate. She walked in, she says, oh, John, thank you, sweetheart. She said, this is the best Groundhog Day I've ever had. Anniversaries. I left the ministry here 24 years ago. And there were a number of pastors before me who were all a part of the heritage of this particular church. As I was asked to speak to this occasion, I thought the last time I was there was in 2004 when I spoke for the dedication of the new youth building that was added. And that's the last I've been. When I was asked to come for the 125th, I thought, oh, that's nice. I'll get to see the people and have my heart stirred again. And I began to reflect about it and thought, what should I speak about? And some very, very familiar words of the Apostle Paul came to my mind. And while they're very well known, I thought they were fitting and apropos for this occasion. It was what Paul wrote to the letter at Philippi. That was the first church that he founded in Europe with the assistance of Silas, and presumably Timothy was there. And when you read in the book of Acts, Luke says he was there. So that was the first church that was founded in Philippi. And his letter was written with a unique theme. It was very, as it were, passionate and expressive, but he was doing it while he was in a Roman prison. And still his heart was beating for that church at Philippi. His words express his identity, his unity with the church and the shared fellowship, as well as an assembled or assured statement of what would be the future of that church. Now, I want to read the scripture. And if you have your Bible, turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, and I'll be reading verses 3 through 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you, all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In these few verses, the Apostle Paul prayerfully, personally, thankfully, joyfully, and confidentially speaks about his relationship and the church to him, which is very precious. And he speaks in the context, I will point out, his relationship with the church in the past, at the present, and thinking about it, the church for the future. And the Lord willing, I want to make applications of that in that time span, past, present, and future, to the Highland Hills Baptist Church on this 125th anniversary. Note, please, the first verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all, from your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now. Now, that covers a span of at least 10 years. But he's reaching back into history to the first day. And what I want to focus initially is that this is good memories from the past. For Paul's relationship with the church at Philippi, it was 10 years or more that he was in Philippi. And there it was, he moved with Silas and presumably Timothy. And you read it in Acts chapter 16 that Luke is saying, when we got there. So Luke had to be involved with that as well, in some measure, in some token. He says here, I thank God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day. Now, if you read in Acts chapter 16, you find the entrance of the men with Paul, that they are down by a riverside, and there they are teaching the word of God to women who have gathered there. And one of the women who were there was Lydia, the seller of purple, a businesswoman. She heard what was being shared, and God so moved her heart that she believed. Not only that, but her family as well. And they were baptized. Not only that, but here is a young believer in the faith, And she immediately responds with hospitality. And if you read in the book of Acts 16, that she brings hospitality or provides it for Paul and his crew. What a woman! What a precious memory from the past for the Apostle Paul. Precious memory. There was another good memory, but I hold that in abeyance. Because before that, shortly after Lydia and her family had come to Christ, you read that Paul was speaking and sharing, and a woman who was demon-possessed said, "These men are of God and of Jesus Christ." And did it repeatedly, and Paul finally cast the demon out. And the men who were in charge of her, making profit off of her, they were irate. They dragged him to the city authorities. They made accusations. They stripped Paul and Silas and they beat him. They put him in prison and in stocks. Good memories? But the good memory is overshadowed. Because in that circumstance, God brought an earthquake so that the whole prison was shaken. And the jailer thought maybe the doors were open and the prisoners had gotten out and he was ready to kill himself. And Paul said, "Stop! Don't do it!" And the man pleading said, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul told him. And the jailer trusted in Jesus Christ. Not only the jailer, but his family. And they were baptized. You see, the good memories overshadow the bad. Paul is saying, "I thank God for every memory of you. Every memory of you." He and his family, the jailer, were baptized. God blessed. Lydia and her family were baptized. God blessed. And there were other people that were in the mind and heart of the Apostle Paul that he was thinking about. I remember. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. He couldn't forget them. He could not forget them. Now, let me make an application to Highland Hills and the 125th anniversary. I've been asked to speak on this occasion, and I'm grateful. It's 24 years since I stood as your pastor, but still in my heart and mind and in Sharon are precious memories of what God did here, not because of me, but because of him and others who comprised the body of those who were in the Highland Hills Baptist Church family. Yes, there were bumps, there were disappointments, but there were those who were redeemed, those who were trained, those who were led, those who were taught to love the Lord and others, became a part of our fellowship. I'm thinking right now, and I didn't say to a brother I was going to do it, but I led Bill Schoen to the Lord. And he's been active and a servant here in this body. And I don't know how often I thought about Bill and others that I led to Christ. And God is using them in this fellowship to serve God. I have good memories. And I thank God for them. I thank God for those of you who touched my life. And I thank God for the opportunity I had to touch yours for the Lord and his glory. Special memories. Those were added to the church. And I also remember we built the family center. I also remember we added missionaries. And I also remember one particular special missionary. I was acquainted with his father at Grace Seminary, and we were doing postgraduate work together. And he asked me if I would consider the possibility of sponsoring his son-in-law to come to America from India. I had done that in my previous pastorate before I came here, and I had brought a family member over who prayed and prepared for the ministry. Do you remember his name, the one who we asked her? Tirar Sudhakamuchula, Ted Sudhakar. We brought him over. We paid for it. We welcomed him. We sought out and found housing, some measure of employment so he could attend the Grand Rapids Seminary and learn more about God's work so he could go back to the land of India and to the people of Telugu language and share the gospel, the word. He stayed until he finished. But prior to that, after 1 year, the church realized that he had a wife and four children. Do you remember that? And we sponsored bringing them over to America so they could be with Ted while he was preparing to serve God back in India. You did that as a fellowship. I remember that. And I remember him completing, or before he completed his schooling, that he came and he served like, as it were, a pastoral intern with me. And I taught him about things of the church and what should be done and this and that and so on. And then he had to go back. The desire was to go back to India to serve the Lord. But there wasn't a mission agency in America that would take him because he was a national. Do you remember what we did? We, as the church, took on the total support of Ted Sudhakar's ministry. I don't know how long it was now, probably about 3 years. We gave a timetable. But we assumed that total responsibility. And if I think at that time, it was about $750 a month. And we maintained him. And we gradually cut it down as years passed. And he got ministry started and they supported. Some years afterwards, the church sent me and a deacon and we went to India. And my heart just pulsed with joy. As I walked into that Bible center that Ted's ministry had been led to establish with the help of God. And then I went to two of his Baptist churches that he started. And I reflect now, that was because of Highland Hills Baptist Church assuming the burden and the memory. I don't forget that. I have good memories of the past. Notice what the Apostle Paul says. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. So this is covering the span of at least 10 years. He not only is expressing joy and thanks for memories of the past, but for fellowship at the present. Fellowship at the present. This church was very influential in its day. And when Paul was moving elsewhere serving the Lord God, God used the Philippian church to provide funds for Paul and his ministry. And Paul says, I don't forget from the first day until now. He rejoiced over memories of the past, but he was also thankful for the fellowship of the present. And I'm grateful. I'm here enjoying the fellowship. And I've tried to keep contact with some folks. One in particular, over the course of years, I took close contact with John Vandernacker. John Vandernacker. We would keep it. In fact, I have a jail ministry. And I've been teaching it for 6 years now. But I use ministry or study materials that John prepared. I give it to the prisoners who want to be enrolled in knowing more about Jesus Christ and the Word of God. I keep contact with them. And Marilyn contacted them. She said, could you come up and see us? They had just had a new housing or location made up near Kevin. And I said, yes, I'll try. We were in California in June, I forget what it was, or July, and I got a text from Kevin that said, Dad's with the Lord. It just tore my heart out. And I said to Sharon, I hope we get back in time. I could be at his memorial service. When we landed that morning in Louisville, I could never make it from there to the middle afternoon when the memorial service for John was being held. Felt so bad, but I'm so glad for John and our fellowship over the course of the years and the friendships with others in the church that was made possible because of Christ. That only happens to us. That happens to all who have been members of this fellowship for the last 125 years. They have linked fellowship in the days of their life with those who they knew and shared with in this body of Christ. There's a third, he says here, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul expressed thanks for good memories of the past. He was grateful for the present fellowship. And now he expresses great confidence about what was yet to be the future. From the past to the present to the future. Though at least 10 years since Paul had been in Philippi, he could not stop having thanks and joy because of the good memories and the great fellowship he still had with that particular church. And he was grateful. But there was something more in his heart, not only for the past and the present, but for the future. And he is speaking from his own heart. I'm confident. I am assured that this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I don't know what's down the road if the Lord should tarry, but knowing the history and the biblical convictions of this fellowship, I think that God has more in store and blessings to touch the lives of others in years to come, even as has been in the past. Is God through with Highland Hills Baptist? I think not. You've got a new pastor with a burden and a heart to reach out and to spread the word. And you who make up the fellowship are part of that burden and that work. Join with him for the future and what shall be for Highland Hills. I'll be long gone in not a close future, perhaps. I'll be with the Lord. But oh, what a joy to know even now that if you hold tenaciously to the word, if you faithfully serve the Lord, if you unequivocally share the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Brother Moore has already shared, there'll be something for you yet in God's plan. Extended days for Highland Hills, may God bless it. But Brother Moore mentioned, when I first came to the church, it was back in 1968, I remember we had a Thanksgiving Day service. And I remember sitting up there, and I remember us singing all the thanks to God. And then for some reason, this fellow called Art Reisdyke came up front. And he got up, and he starts singing in a language I don't know. And other people began to join with him. How many of you remember that? I said, what is this? Are they speaking in tongues? He was singing the Dutch psalms and praise songs, and the Dutch people were repeating back with him. And even though I didn't know, I said, oh God, what a blessing of this man and them sharing the joy in their own language for the Lord God. I don't forget that. I remember that. But I've gone from your ministry, and there are those of you who remember me. But one of the days, you're going to be gone, and folks will remember you. What will they remember? What will they recall about you, your life, what you shared, what you talked, what you felt, what you cried about, and what you wanted to do for the Lord? They'll remember, as you folks remember me and what I did. You are sharing the testimony to others who are watching you. The 120th anniversary, may God extend the days. But may God take you who are still a part of this fellowship to carry on and to continue serving him as you ought. Those who I knew, the Art Reisdykes and the others, they're gone. They're with the Lord in heaven. There's the memory of them still there. But what when you are gone and I? But you're still here. And would it be that you, as a fellowship, would affirm and confirm by your walk and your talk the words of John Moore in that notable song? Oh, may all who come behind me, or us, find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion never die. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. That we've been faithful. The lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Welcome to the extended anniversary of Highland Hills Baptist Church. Thank you.